Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Tamiflu has side effects.
Hallucinating. Suicide. Delirium.
Good Lord.
So it's Tamiflu or just suffer with the symptoms.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hell no. GMO.
Anti-labeling advocates spent $70 million to defeat ballot initiatives.
Why? Because it said it would hurt sales.
No.
Shut up and eat your mutant chili.
Robert Scott Bell.
Cancer cases keep rising. And it's all down to plain bad luck.
Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, school's out, my friends. Welcome to summer. If you're in the Northern Hemisphere listening to much of what has already transpired, further north, I think they get out earlier than further south. But you're on, we're on, it's hot, it's happening. I got my vitamin C, my sun-kissed, sun-drenched body and mind and spirit are right here with you for the next couple of hours on GCN and Natural News Radio and beyond. Hey, Super Don, you remember those days when school's out and you still had the kids around?
I definitely remember those days. We had at one time kids mm-hmm. in elementary school, junior high, and high school. We had five kids altogether.
But do you remember your response when you heard school's out? It wasn't the cheering that the kids had. I think it was more like this. Yeah.
That was pretty accurate.
Oh man, why? Yeah, no, I had some. Already had that experience today. As you know, the kids are at home and immediately going at each other. Like, no, oh, I can't take them anywhere today.
There's a transition phase there that takes place once school is out, and it was funny because every year, my wife and I, we would treat ourselves to breakfast out on the day that school started again. It was like a holiday
celebration. Well, we can't say anything about those that homeschool because, my goodness, the breaks don't come easily, and God bless you if you can do it. The kids have been in a Montessori program since they were young and little, and my son finished up a three-year cycle with a kind of middle school year. It's an unusual program in a Montessori school, I think. Did the equivalent of 8th, 9th, and 10th in with a small group of kids, and just phenomenal 3 years. Just blessed that he was able to do that. Because my concern for kids, if you're not homeschooling especially, the worst years, in my opinion, now you can correct me if I'm wrong, but the middle school years, the most vulnerable to a lot of nasty things that can happen. High school, yeah, okay, yeah, I remember. But middle school years, the most vulnerable at that point, that transition.
It's a vulnerable age, a very impressionable age, right in that bracket. I would agree with you on that.
That's where you find the kids, you know, just being exposed to things, getting into trouble, not having the judgment that you would ask of them when they're just a wee bit older, where they have some a little better decision making capabilities. And hopefully you've impressed upon them how to live, of course, raise your children as you would. As you would live, as you do live, or else they will see through you. They can see through the hypocrisy, parents. They can. And this is why our kids read labels, because we do. It isn't magic. It's just how you raise them. Yes, they are.
Kids are smart. Sometimes too smart for their own good, and they're smarter than a lot of parents give them credit for.
Yeah, smart Alex is what they are in so many ways. So what do we got today on the air? We got, let's see, Marion got Boldo, Sue, and CPS. We got SB 277 out in California. We've got the attorney that with Health Freedom Action, suggesting was 7th, 8th, and 9th grade? Wasn't 10th grade? He's going into 10th. See, I don't know. My kid's like, how do you keep up with this?
Was that the wife?
Yes. She's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I didn't even know I said 10th. He's going into 10th. Yeah, okay. All right, honey. Yeah, so last 3 years will be high school. Again, he's got to... Listen, I went to a school in Georgia. I was a product of public school. Maybe that's the problem here. And our elementary school went to 7th grade. All the way to 7th.
One of those, huh?
Yeah, and there was no middle school. You jumped right into high school from 8th grade. And so you're like a little teeny worm in 8th grade compared to the rest of... You know, there was no middle school. We got thrown in. But you know, that was another thing before we get into all the stories. And by the way, Norm Singleton will be joining us too as well from Campaign for Liberty, talking about the showdown, the NSA showdown, Patriot Act with Rand Paul in the Senate today. It's a big day. And if you'd like to be a part of it, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. A little reminiscent here because, you know, I watched my son growing up. His shoe size is bigger than mine. It's scary. He's going to be so much taller. He isn't taller yet. But as I've mentioned on the air, he is now at 15 faster than me, which is kind of a bummer. But the 3 years here, the cycle of 3 years, we've seen these kids grow up and mature in a really great way. And so their last day of school, they met at school, and it was like a 24-hour binge for them. What do? They went to, like, an amusement park, not one of the big ones, one of the smaller ones where they got to play and actually do things with their friends that they've been with for 3 years. And then afterwards, they came over to our place for a barbecue, cookout, pool party. And so they were just having a great time. Most of the kids didn't complain that the burgers were organic, and they had organic sodas, so we were giving them some treats. They had a good time with that. And then they went from there back to the school, and they had like an outdoor little bonfire, you know, roasting marshmallows or doing their own thing in that regard, and spooky ghost stories. Everywhere in this town, there are ghosts everywhere. And they were just kind of, some of them are, you know, tease about it. Others are really scared about it. And so they were doing a lock-in in the gym, this old gym made in, earlier part of the 20th century, old school rehab gym. And they were doing a lock-in at the gym. I hung out with them till I didn't plan on this till about 10 at night with their teacher and some of the other parents that were chaperoning. And it just, you know, it just brought a smile to my face because I remember, you know, my dad hosting these parties for our age when I was that age, Super. I don't know if your parents did that. We were one of the places where the kids came to the house and just had a great, could relax because my dad, yeah, they were kind of liberal parents, right? You could just kind of hang out. You wouldn't worry about being judged too, you know, so it was fun. It was neat to see. And then they started playing the song you played to open the show today, School's Out, Alice Cooper. And the kids all know the words. They all, you know, the, what are they, 14, 15 years old, they all know the words to that. And then they play some Pink Floyd. And they know the words to the whole song. I mean, you know,
we're
hey,
talking
teacher.
Some serious yeah. classic rock that was, you know, playing on the radio long, long, long before they were even thought of being, mm-hmm. you know, children, right?
Classic songs, yeah. Yeah, I know. I thought it was one thing to know the music that their parents knew, but they know it cold, man. They know all the words, and I just was smiling. I thought it was kind of cool. I think it was neat. And then, well, do you remember how well you could sleep when you were a teenager? How long? What was your world record sleeping as a teenager? Not being sick or anything. Just how
well,
long?
Okay, now listen. In my upbringing, I did not have a very kind of a liberal. I had a very, very strict conservative upbringing. So I had an alarm clock, and I got up, and I had a routine. I literally had to do the bounce the quarter on the bed thing.
Oh, wow. No, military kind of thing.
There really
wasn't
a lot of sleeping in. I probably maybe 10 hours max.
Okay. Because my son at 15 now, they were up all night. I think he may have gotten a couple hours of sleep.
Yeah.
And he last night he went to bed after dinner, like at 6:30. He woke up at like 8:30.
Right.
I mean, you do the math. That's what, a 14-hour night. I mean, man, what can teenagers sleep?
Yeah, gosh, I can't even imagine.
Oh, wow.
14 minutes,
like
maybe.
That, right? Yeah, 14-minute power nap, cat nap, right? Man, oh man.
Oh well. So yes, the beginning of the first day of summer, it gets better. I promise.
Yeah. Yeah.
It does get better.
The end of the innocence. The end of the innocence. What is the end of the innocence? Remember that song? I forget who did that. It was one of the Eagles, right?
Who did
that? Not Joe Walsh. The other guy. Was it? Glenn Frey? Did he do the end of the innocence?
No. Was it Glenn Frey? No, it was the other guy. It was the other guy. Everybody gets confused with Glenn Frey.
Right. Sorry,
Frey did The Heat Is On, like from...
Oh, right. Yeah. But I was thinking about the end of the innocence in California, and we're going to talk about California a little bit because we've got the attorney that's partly responsible for this, what's her name, Caitlin Obolsky, amendment, if you will, a health freedom amendment on the SB 277 in California. And I'm just thinking of, you know, you do your best to protect your kids from certain things. You don't want them exposed to it too young an age. And I've come to the conclusion that what we have to protect them from is, not that it's a new conclusion, but it's just kind of coalescing around this topic today. We got to protect them from government-licensed physicians, medical doctors. That is really one of the most intense protections that I feel as far as the most important protection. You talk about all the scary stuff out there. The scariest thing to me are doctors with syringes or nurses for that. Anybody who's willing to inject these things into children. Innocent children. That's who I want to protect these kids from. And I know that's kind of a weird thing to say for a lot of folks, but I think no, that's probably one of those dangerous,
damaging
things.
Although I would take it one
step
further. Yeah. Because, I mean, the doctors with the syringes, that's kind of the end of the equation.
Sure.
It's the people that are convincing the kids that the doctors with the syringes are not something to be worried about.
Yeah. Well, you know, that is the point all the way through. Of course, if we can... Ouch. I have no idea what that was. Wow. I was thinking if somebody tried to wake me up, they just did it.
Warning.
Yeah, warning, danger. Yes, I think you're onto something here. I think you're absolutely onto something. That the thing is about taking the kids, sending them out to school to learn things. Again, we know the reading, writing, arithmetic. But, of course, the exposure to those belief systems that you just mentioned. How do we protect them from that? We can't protect them from being exposed to belief systems. That's not something we can ultimately do.
Question everything and you're fine.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And the point here is that ultimately, if you can protect them from that, they'll question, they'll stand up, they'll do the right thing. And then at that point, you know, when they're encountering these dangerous, scary doctors, these are the real spooky people that are willing to sacrifice children because they've been told that these vaccines are the only way these kids get out of adolescence or babyhood alive. Even though it's a lie, and even in the mainstream media, the Independent in the UK, they're actually talking about the damage from the HPV shots. So the suppression of information, they can't keep this going forever. And we're part of the release of that information 6 days a week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. GCN, our syndicator, National News Radio, and beyond. All right, Marianne Godboldo, remember that story? We've got a follow-up on it, and she's taking it to him, and I'm liking it. I'm liking it a lot. Stick with us, 866-939-BELL. The Robert Scott Bell Show is at robertscottbell.com.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for AutoShip and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
My brother, my big brother, and that's not fair. I want to be talked about too. All right, kiddo, your turn. I think I figured out what that noise was that just blasted my ears. My eardrums burst when that happened. My daughter, you know, does this thing called FaceTime. Right? Mm-hmm. And she doesn't have a phone. We don't give her a phone. She's too young for a phone, okay? Okay. But she has the computer, and she can do Skype with her friends, right? And they do sometimes some FaceTime while they're on a game or something. And so one of her little friends somehow has my number and tries to FaceTime my phone.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
You should have FaceTimed her. We could have got her on the show.
Yeah, no, not this little girl. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. So anyway, there's the fun of summer, right? Now suddenly they're home.
Now you got to talk about your daughter.
Yeah, so she should be happy now. Speaking of daughters, mothers and daughters, Marianne Godboldo, back in the news, Marianne Godboldo strikes back. Remember back in 2011, the case of Marianne who defended her daughter against, you know, psychotropic drugging against her will. SWAT team raid. She fires back. She's like, no, don't come in here and tell you. This is how a mother, a father, should protect their children. And she has been prosecuted, I believe, what, four times. Prosecutor Kim Worthy up there in Detroit, four times, has now filed a fifth case against Marianne Godboldo for refusing to give her daughter, Ariana, that's my daughter's name too, dangerous psychotropic drugs.
This is a bizarre thing.
What is with woman,
really,
Kim Worthy?
I mean, really,
what kind of woman is that?
You're trying to prosecute her now a fifth time?
Yeah.
Why?
Wow. You know,
well, she dared to stand up and put police officers in danger.
Well, and the irony here, too, is, Super Don, you've got largely what's called an African-American community in Detroit, and it's like they're attacking each other. You know, enough of the stuff on white on black, black on white. This is literally people in government attacking people who don't want government telling them what to do. And this is not a color issue, is the point. It's not a race issue. It's the point that anybody who gets into government and begins to look at the citizenry, the people, as fodder to be told what to do. This happens no matter what your lineage or pigmentation is the point here. And it's the point where I think Marion Gabola says, no, 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 I am the mother here. You cannot come. You do not come in here and do this. And now an attorney, Allison Fulmar. This is the one disappointment I had at Autism One. And it wasn't Autism One. It was like I didn't get to meet Allison Fulmar. She was presenting, and I couldn't. We were just so slam busy. And that's the attorney for Marion Gabola doing some great work here. And now she is now suing. I would want her to sue Kim Worthy in her personal capacity rather than suing the government in this case. I mean, this woman, Kim Worthy, wants to see that Marion goes to jail and the daughter becomes part of the state, you know, state custody.
I'll tell you, I would say my hats off to Marion Gabola at this point, even more so than before, because taking on CPS is no small thing. Mm-hmm. It's a big deal. But as we've seen over the past months that we've been looking really hard at the CPS situation, they are more vulnerable now. More people are looking at them. And so there's probably mm-hmm. never been a better time that she could have gone after CPS than now. And I'm encouraged by it. And we'll be following this to see how this goes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the year we strike back, right? And the parents have got to stand up. Marion Gabola is a lightning rod for what has happened. And again, that was, 4 years ago now?
Yeah.
And, it takes time for the people to wake up from their slumber, whether it's drug-induced or whether it's simply you just don't want to be bothered. You know, and I understand many of us just we're not interested in transforming the government per se. It's not our reason for being, but simply be left alone so that we can live our lives. Maybe to inspire others to do greater, but certainly when the government comes in and starts attacking your children or trying to take your children, that's got to be the break point. And Marion Gabola, God bless you for standing up and now not backing down years later as they continue to attempt to say, we've got to make an example of her, because my goodness, if she succeeds here, other parents might get the idea that they're not subject to the government in terms of raising their children without psychotropic drugs.
Listen, you push any parent into a corner, they're going to do what they have to do. I mean, this is what we see going on in California right now.
Yeah, and that's where we're going next. SB 277 would remove all exemptions to vaccines except medical ones. Good luck getting a medical exemption. But philosophical, gone. Religious, gone. California, gone. Or could it be? We've got attorney Catelyn Obolsky. She's going to talk about the Health Freedom Protection Amendment or Congress. Well, it's something that could work. We're going to see.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For the last year, you've been hearing about the wonders of Echo Water with my good friend Paul Barretiero. If you go to robertswater.com, you can find out even more scientific breakthroughs that we're talking about right now.
Absolutely. We clean the water with a multi-stage filter, but where the science is in molecular hydrogen. We have over 400 studies that you can review on how molecular hydrogen helps with 150 human diseases. 40 of those 400 studies were human studies. So this is demonstrated science. The simplest way to understand is hydroxyl radicals, the most cytotoxic oxidative radical in the body, we convert it into water when it combines with H2. So HO, H2 combines water molecules. Incredible.
Massive amounts of hydration from the water that you're getting, cleaning it up, adding the hydrogen, and doing extraordinary things to remove the things you don't want from your body. Check it out, Echo Water. You can find out more at robertswater.com, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee still there?
Yep, 30 days, money back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Yes, and his kids or his friends. Kids or his kids' friends. And they're calling while I'm on the air. Hey, by the way, Super Don, you got to get me to improve my handwriting. You know, I take notes to prepare for the show, and I'm going, all right, I know what we're talking about next. And I'm writing this down, the Consumer Protection Amendment. I can't even read my own writing.
And when we get back, we'll be talking about the...
Just like, come on, man. What a day. What a day. Hey, we are joined now by someone who's absolutely a superhero out west right now with her attempts at curtailing what SB 277 would do if it's fully put into law in California, the removal of all exemptions besides medical, in other words, philosophical, religious exemptions. And as I say, good luck getting a medical exemption. Doctors that actually grant medical exemptions are often scrutinized to the point of loss of licensure. So it basically would be a de facto, there is no way out in California if you want to send your kids to school there. And so strategizing, thinking of ways to defeat this thing. What if you can't defeat it? Well, maybe we can amend it. Maybe we could put riders on it. And we have a link in the show notes at robertscottbell.com to healthfreedomaction.org. Attorney Caitlin Obolsky, she has got something called the Consumer Protection Amendment, CPA, that she's working on to make a dent, if we will or can, in SB 277. Caitlin, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You got it. Caitlin, give me a sense of what this Consumer Protection Amendment is. What would it do if it could be put on as a rider somehow to SB 277?
Okay. So the basic nature of the Consumer Protection Amendment is a declaration that if a child is injured or killed from a vaccination, the parent or whoever's representing the child's legal rights could sue the vaccine manufacturers directly, as California law provides for all other consumer product manufacturers under current California law for those types of lawsuits. And it further states that in... Go ahead, Price.
Oh, I'm just saying what you say. I know California is pretty good on consumer protection. Sometimes even they go bonkers with certain things that I have to say, where like homeopathic manufacturers are being sued despite federal law, in a sense, saying they're regulated as drugs. Yet there's a whole lot of confusion sometimes in the California legal system. But I'm all about protecting
right.
consumers properly. And if you've been harmed by a particular corporation, it should be your right to go after them to be made whole again.
Right. Yes, you're right. Californians love suing people who wrong us, and it's very suspicious to me that vaccine manufacturers are the only type of consumer product manufacturer that cannot be held legally accountable. And one of the things to keep in mind when we're talking about lawsuits is the law requires certain standards of proof. So for anyone to claim that vaccine injuries don't happen, we have these doctors who examined these cases that could serve as medical experts to say, no, this there is a basis for this lawsuit. It's not solely based on he said, she said, which, speaking of which, the current system that people have to go through, which says all claims must originate over $1,000, which is the National Vaccination Injury Compensation Program, there mm-hmm. actually is no discovery, which is very suspicious because discovery is the process by which people can get documents based on, for example, did a certain vaccination cause a certain result more than once? Was there documentation of that situation? And also you can get discovery from the other side, so we get the medical records involved. And even despite the fact that there's no discovery, if you look at the act that authorizes that vaccine court, it still requires you to prove that your injury was caused by the vaccine. So it doesn't really make any sense. It says you can't get this evidence, but you still have to prove it. And this is supposed to be not fault-based system.
It defies logic and common sense, but then again, that which is in government, not often unlike that. But in this case, particularly on the
right.
federal level, with the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program established in 86, of course, the court went into active role, I think, by 89 or so. $3 billion, as estimated, been paid out to families of children, others who have been injured or killed. Under this vaccine court, many others have not been compensated. But does this concern you in terms of what they call the federal supremacy clause, that there's federal law relating to this prohibiting the people from suing these vaccine manufacturers directly, or can the state supersede this based on 10th Amendment nullification grounds? How do you see this playing out, possibly?
So I have two responses to that. The first response is when we're talking about federal preemption, there's mm-hmm. nothing in the 1986 Act that says California cannot grant additional compensation in excess of the federal program. And that's where you get Maine created their own sort of mini vaccine court, which grants families potentially more rights under this law. and vent. So that's one possible answer. There's nothing stopping the California state legislature in passing these mandates that will require all children, to get all 10 of these vaccines when they say, from getting potential compensation if they're injured or killed. So that's point one. Point two is the 2011 Supreme Court case, Brucewich, which I believe involved Wyeth as the vaccine manufacturer. The holding of that case was all defective design claims against vaccine manufacturers can only be heard in the vaccine court, cannot be held in federal court, cannot be held in state court, cannot be appealed. And so my answer to that is, what basis does Congress have to give away our Seventh Amendment right to a jury trial? Because that's what the vaccine injury court is. It's not a jury trial. It doesn't have a judge. So what authority does Congress have under the Constitution to waive away the rights of every single American to seek restitution if their child is injured or killed? And I can answer that question for you, none. It's completely unconstitutional.
So in this case, Caitlin, you're definitely saying that on a 10th Amendment nullification of an unconstitutional federal edict, if you will.
Right. Yes. And so this amendment serves basically as a declaration of that. And
yes.
If you litigate a case based on this amendment, which what I'm hoping is that this will bring awareness and we will realize that SB 277 is completely unreasonable, let alone unconstitutional, unconscionable as well, that this will kill the bill. But if it doesn't kill the bill and we get legislators to understand what exactly it is that they are mandating and we get a vaccine-injured child, I fully plan on pursuing the current California law, which is, you know, under negligence. And so the other thing, I kind of got a little bit confused about where I was going with this. The code section that I proposed, this amendment, was based on a current code section under California law regarding tobacco manufacturers. And there are two reasons that this is important to note is because, first of all, California is a common law district when it comes to negligence causes of action, which means that if you go looking in the code section for what the different elements are, instead of finding a statutory section, what you find is case law. So the judges have, you know, sorted out, okay, you have to prove this, that, and the other thing. But under California Civil Code, we actually do have a codified cause of action against the tobacco manufacturers. So that has shown that this is important enough as an issue to be able to hold them liable. Then why can't we have the same thing for these vaccine manufacturers?
It sounds like, Caitlin, you were just loaded for the long haul here. You've kind of thought these things through strategically and otherwise, and I don't know that we'll be able to solve this thing here with the, I don't know if it's an imminent passage of SB 277. Certainly there's been no indication from Governor Brown's office that he wouldn't sign it. I don't know if you know anything as far as which way he might be leaning at this point.
I don't have personal knowledge, but I do know that lawmakers have made statements regarding they know that religious exemptions are important to him, and yet there has been no action to actually adopt certain amendments. I know that Senator Joel Anderson and other senators had proposed different ways of addressing that issue, and instead of voting on them when the full Senate body was called to a vote, they tabled all of the proposed amendments. And they voted on the SB 277 with no exemptions except for medical. And like you said, there's very, very limited medical exemptions. In fact, I've seen cases in other states, notably in West Virginia, where families had a child that was severely vaccine injured, and they sought a medical exemption for the younger sibling, and they were denied the exemption. And the court affirmed that you could deny a medical exemption, even if you have a child whose sibling was severely injured by these vaccinations.
Well, which is why I say SB 277, if passed and signed into law in California, will be a de facto no way, nobody gets out. And again, this is horrific. This is a, you know, a form of fascism on our shores in one particular state, right. In this case, California, we're focusing on. We're talking with Caitlin Obolsky. She's an attorney. She's doing some great work here, proposing this Consumer Protection Amendment on SB 277. Obviously, I think you'd like the whole bill killed outright. There's no purpose. It's not even necessary for those that perceive in the ultimate goodness of vaccination. This is not even a problem. From what I see, that the so-called declining rates of vaccination weren't real in a total perspective or a total a global view.
Right. And if you look at the actual analysis from the Senate themselves, it says in this analysis before they voted, vaccination rates statewide are at an all-time high. Literally says that. And
yeah.
It further says that the measles outbreak from Disney, a majority of cases were in adults.
Yeah, it was a preordained scenario. Never let a good crisis go to waste, or manufacture a crisis and blow it up so that we can do or justify the elimination of more freedoms, more rights than Americans have, not because they're Americans, but because of their virtue of their birth to a creator that goes far higher and beyond the government. Caitlin, how best can people support you in your efforts there? Healthfreedomaction.org. We have it linked up in the show notes as well.
One of the best ways that people can help with this is to contact their individual senators and assembly people and basically put them on notice. A lot of lawmakers are claiming that they were unaware that vaccine manufacturers cannot be sued for injury. Mm-hmm. And so notifying your local government and also notifying your friends and neighbors.
All right. Well, Caitlin, we've got you linked up. We appreciate your assistance in trying to defend the rights of Californians to protect their children from medical experimentation, these things known as vaccinations. We will continue to connect with you on that and many more events out there in California. We've got the federal legislation called the Patriot Act that they want to renew. Rand Paul's standing against it. We'll talk to Norm Singleton next hour as well. Stick around. We've got lots more to do.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds around you, calling out your name.
Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Are you suffering from EEP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EEP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Yeah, you ever say, hey, cut me some slack, right? Especially in the battle of the sexes, right? Cut me some slack, right? You men, you know, if you said something and having the female of the species tries to, well, you know, a little pushback on you. Now, maybe you deserved it. Maybe you did. Maybe you were being a butthead. But if you're a good-looking butthead, you get a little more slack cut, is what we're learning today.
Oh, so yeah. Let's see now.
An actual
how much
study.
Did this study cost? More attractive people get more attention.
Yeah, women cut handsome men more slack.
More slack,
right?
Yes.
Right? I don't know. This is kind of it's one of those psychological experiments that happens in colleges, perhaps, where they show you pictures of men and, man ask you to borrow a pen?
Let me think. Let's put a just a theoretical, just a hypothetical out here.
Yeah.
What kind of food do you think gets eaten more? Delicious food or nasty food?
Wait a second. We need to raise some funds to figure that the answer to that question out.
Okay. People who have body odor are approached less by the public.
Yes, of course. That is. Are you sure that has that been studied? We're not sure about that.
Well, I want them to send me one of those grants. I want to do one of these things. I want to figure out how to, you know, what is the preference of, you know, color of tie of goldfish or something. You know, it's like, come on.
We need Hoofnagel to have access to more tender vittles, and he needs some funding, right?
Hoofnagel eats nails and broken glass.
All right. In what the study in gender issues described as low violation scenarios, the male asks the female to borrow a pen. And in the high violation scenario, or disconcerting scenario, He suggests she try modeling and asks to take her photo. Hey, baby, you look pretty nice. Can I take your photo? And if you're ugly, you're not going to be cut much slack. If you happen to be a good-looking man, I don't know how these scenarios are done to figure this out, but somehow they do it. They're like, yeah, well, yeah, he's a little rude, but well, I can tolerate a little bit of that because he's good-looking. Ladies, is that true? Or do you have a standard that says, ah, nobody's crossing that line whether you have a pimple or not? Just wondering. How much will you tolerate?
Things that make you go, we should be doing this on a Wednesday.
This is why, yeah, we need female balance here because it's just two men talking about gender issues. That's not fair. But the unattractive male tolerated to a point, his unattractiveness is okay until he misbehaves. The researchers call it a double devil effect. The bad behavior and the unattractiveness combine and the negative perception is magnified. Right? What are the real world implications according to researcher Jonathan Gore? A man who stands trial has already shown himself to have violated social norms in one way or another. If he is also unattractive, the magnified devil effect could influence how negatively jurors view him and, as a result, the degree to which they believe him guilty of the crime. He's ugly! Throw the book at him! Right? That's where this is going? Superficiality, it knows no limits, apparently. What is the picture of? Who is that guy they have a picture of? Some movie star guy there?
Yeah, I forget his name, but
I haven't shaved today, so they'll definitely throw the book at me. I gotta be extra nice.
Well, listen, these studies are really, really, you know, they're valuable. They're important because I mean, tomorrow when you wake up, that study will have impacted your life and it will have changed your life in what way, Robert Scott Bell?
You know what? What I've learned is that if I'm rude to the female species, I just got to make a cute face of some kind.
Just get Justin Bieber hair and you're all set.
that ship has sailed. The Justin Bieber head of hair has sailed. My son, on the other hand, he could pull that off at this point at 15. So all right, yes. School's out. We're in session. And are we learning anything today? I hope so.
Wow. Well, I tell you what we did learn today.
What did we learn today?
The Robert Scott Bell Show, it was already a force to be reckoned with. But, man, you got to actually go and kind of enjoy yourself a little bit this morning thanks to, we still haven't determined the name yet officially, but Mr. Ed or Easy Ed or...
Easy Ed or Cousin Eddie. Yeah, you're right. Incredible. Thanks to Eddie, our good friend. He's considered an intern. I already considered him more than that because of what he's doing, helping us out with the show notes each day. Say thanks to him. Yeah. RobertScottBell.com. All the links are up in the show notes. Next hour, Norm Singleton. Campaign for Liberty, the NSA showdown over the Patriot Act with Rand Paul in the Senate, and Hoofnagel the cat beating down the quackers. All right, we'll be right back. Howard Hill is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good
news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better.